Hey, hello there. Everybody's in one form of business or the other. There is always something to sell and there is always someone to buy. To some it is casual and to others it is to build an empire. However, anybody can start anything, but most importantly it is to sustain the business. This is my disposition. Whatever business you start should be focused on being transgenerational. Not just for your immediate family, but for the society and the world at large. I am Akpobome Ejiro. This is a solution I bring, creating sustainable value. You're welcome to my podcast. You see, when it comes to business, when it comes to entrepreneurship, when it comes to sustainability, growth, the best of design is still just a design. I am a designer, a very good one, yeah? But I'm not gonna lie to you on this one, as a brand developer or as a business consultant. Now, let's get very critical on this. If design, right? Design was the ideal for brand sustainability, or it's a form of measure that you can use to determine brand loyalty, as most startups and entrepreneurs feel when they invest in design, all right, then I don't think we should be having problems with customer acquisition and customer retention. We shouldn't, really we shouldn't, if it's ideal that design is primary, because I've seen most startups take design like a very big deal, like the design has to be top-notch. You get good. I am a sustainability coach when it comes to business. Now, the truth is this: the most beautiful design does not guarantee loyalty. No, it doesn't. It can never guarantee loyalty. There's no way you want to do it. People by nature are explorers. Alright, they are very, very adventurous. And that is why we are always seeking new things. Always. We want to seek out new places to go to. We want to try out new foods. We want to meet with new people. We want to create new experiences. You know, amongst so many other things we just want to do, we are looking out for that new thing that we want to do, want to explore. Even those people who call themselves introverts, they're in their houses with their mobile phones, right? And they're still trying to look for something new. Either on YouTube or wherever they are trying to look for something new. Now, if this is the truth, so when you launch out your business with, you know, this very top-notch killer design, kinda, and these people who are explorers, the audience who are naturally drawn to new things, they have no choice but to be attracted to you. Yeah, they're definitely going to be attracted to you. So, in as much as they're attracted to you, at that point, they just want to see what's going on. They want to try you out. They want to test you. But that does not guarantee loyalty, does not guarantee retention. I could see a new store open up and I go there to try what they're doing, but it doesn't guarantee the fact that I'm going to be loyal to them. Very true. It doesn't guarantee the fact that I'm going to be loyal to them. Now, one thing you have to understand is this. Design in itself, right? It has no character. Design has no character. When I say character, I mean it has no personality attributes when it comes to behavior. It doesn't. All design has is color, shapes, and images. Alright, and the goal of those things is just to draw a perception. But then, if you must maintain a system of business operation that's going to create loyalty and consistency in your brand and sustainability, you have to look at it from this other part, which is the brand itself. Because why design has no character, on the other hand, where your brand lives, that's where the character lies. Now, when you mix the character of your brand, yeah, with the colors, shapes, images that your design has, then you have successfully created your brand perception. Now, it is that particular perception you are going to attach to your value offer. Like whatever product you're giving out, whatever service you're giving out, it is that perception you attach to it. And that perception is what you have to deliver consistently in order to create brand loyalty. Now, what most of us do is this. We create value offer without thinking about the brand character, without thinking about the design. So most times you just go for it, get a graphic designer or a video editor, you create content, and then you use the content to push straight up to creating brand loyalty, putting out value offer. You don't throw value offers out without your brand character in order first. It's not done. Now, the time frame attached to creating your brand loyalty is not definite. You can't put a pin on it that in 6 months I would have brand loyalty. Some companies spend 5 years, some 6 years, some 10 years, some 3 years, but the minute you get that brand loyalty, nothing is stopping you if you're able to sustain it with consistency and innovation. Nothing is stopping you. So it's in as much as there's no time frame, don't expect magic. You must never, ever, ever expect magic to just happen because for some reason you think or you feel that now you've put a product out to the market and you have your brand character intact, you have your design intact. No. Relax. Let it grow, because this is trust we're talking about here. And the trust in question is not about you. You may look at your product or your service and be like, man, this is top notch. It doesn't mean they are going to say it's top notch, because it's not about you, it's about them. All right. Now, when you're building brand loyalty, one thing I want you to have in mind is this. Brand loyalty is people-centric, not product or service-centric. Brand loyalty is people-centric, not product or service-centric. So on this premise, on this particular premise that we stand right now, a lot of lies have been told by design to your target audience. Now, you may think you're just doing a particular design or some content out there, you're putting out there, but you don't know that you're telling more lies than the truth. Subconsciously, you don't see it, but they see it, and it pushes them farther away from you. Because what you do is this. You create lots of design, different patterns, different style, trying to buzz them, broadcast them consistently, back to back, you know, just putting all in their faces and stuff like that. But then what you do is most times you make them lose trust in your brand rather than gain more trust in your brand, because you are not speaking people, you're speaking product. You're not speaking people, you're speaking service. Now, you may want to focus on creating more catchy designs. You know, you tell your story via design, you present your products, your service. But sincerely, business and brand loyalty is beyond the design you create. You know, there's the law has gone around that when you have a very good design, it's catchy, people will come. No, they don't come anywhere. They don't, and they won't. Brand loyalty is way beyond the design you create. It is the people that you connect with, your brand, through experience, by being a part of your brand community. Yeah, a part of your brand community. Now, need I say this, all right? I need you to really pay attention to this. Any brand, right, that does not feel like a community to your target audience will soon go extinct. See, there's no amount of design you want to do. There's no amount of rebranding you want to do that's going to make that brand survive if it doesn't feel like a community. Let me take a very good case study. Apple, for example. The iPhone product, for example. Anybody who uses the iPhone product, tends to feel like a part of an elite community. You know, iPhone users talk to iPhone users. They want to airdrop. You know, stuff like that. So it makes them feel like I'm among the elite. It's just natural. It's just what it is. In the telecommunications space, MTN, for example, is not compared with other networks. I'm not trying to be biased right now because I use an MTN service provider. However, but then I need you to understand that most of the MTN users feel superior to other networks. So that tells you that they've created a community around that stuff. So it's impossible for you to die because now the marketing, the push is no longer on the company. It's currently on the users. It's currently on the consumers. So they want to preserve their society. It's like when you are in a community and you see war coming. You don't want your community burns down in war. You send an alarm. You let the people know war is coming. We have to prepare for this. You get that is exactly what goes on. That's exactly what happens. Any brand that does not feel like a community will soon go extinct, no matter the design you're doing, no matter the rebranding you're working on. So let's take this instance. If a story is told or is being told, right, by default, pictures are created in the mind of the listener, right? Now, why the pictures are being made? Whoever is listening is walking through the fantasy of what you're saying, because if you tell them there's a boy on the street, the mind shows the boy, the mind shows the street. You may not see the face of the boy, but you feel, you have that picture of a boy on the street. Then as the story progresses, you're following through in your fantasy. What are you doing? You're checking the validity of what the person is saying. Now, by the time the story ends, if you're satisfied, you follow through, your fantasy did not fail you. You tend to believe what the person has said. You tend to know that the story was legit. So, inasmuch as I'm convinced by the story you have told me, then I would have the confidence to also tell the story to someone else because I feel the story is true. But if that is not the case, then I would not want to do that. I would not want to tell someone else about it. You know, this is a problem that so many businesses encounter. That is why the business cannot outlive the founder. Because the design they make have told more lies. And so what you get as customers are impulse customers. Clients are just excited because it's a new thing. Not loyal customers who will defend your brand even in your absence. You know, this the context of this story of the lies of design cannot really be exhausted. I cannot talk about it, I cannot finish it in this episode. And there's a whole lot about it that so many business people need to understand and designers also need to come to an understanding of. But I want to believe that you have gotten the message that I'm trying to pass across. So in as much as design is important, yeah, for loyalty and sustainability, don't think design, think people. You know, in this age of business, it's no longer about your product, it's no longer about your service, it's about people. People buy people, not product and service. And that is why your brand has to be a person, not an entity, as design displays it to be. Yeah, your brand has to be a person, not an entity, as design always displays your brand to be. And remember that the business you are in or you're about to start should be designed to accommodate everyone except you. You know, this is going to help you expand faster. It's going to help you cover more industries as an entrepreneur. And the future of the business is the vision. And the vision of your business is not in your current operation. It is never there. So you have to consistently improve and innovate and take us to where the vision is. So I'll see you in my next episode and thank you for listening.
A certified digital marketer, certified inbound marketer, certified entrepreneur at CAD Consulting, 21st century business strategist, a brand developer, a business consultant and business coach, author of In Between the Lines, Critical Thinking in Business, skilled with variety of digital skills, a mentor, a business enthusiast, has helped a large number of businesses scale from micro to macro, a passionate entrepreneur, focused on creating sustainable value. You are listening to The Akpobome Ejiro.